Some days call for working up a sweat, working on your passion, and endless action. Ditch the glitch with Liquid IV's new Energy Multiplier Sugar-Free. Refreshing flavors like strawberry kiwi and blackberry lemonade. Scientifically formulated to support physical energy, hydration, focus, mood, and social stamina. Liquid IV's new Energy Multiplier Sugar-Free. Hydrating energy. Tap the banner to learn more.
Pro savings days are back at Lowe's. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Nowhere else have I seen such lions led by such lambs.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
I mean, the Dolphins are a hard, hard 0-2.
Earlier on the show, Packers quarterback Jordan Love, 3-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth. Coming up, actor Adam Devine. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right. Hour number 3 of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Jordan Love was on in hour number 1. Mark Schlereth, hour 2. Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday, hour 2. We got a caller calling in from Pennsylvania, a couple of them, I think. One of them wanted Mike Tomlin gone. The other one thinks that the Eagles remind him of the 70s Steelers. All of it is great. And if you missed any of it, we not only have archives of our shows on our Disney Plus page. Just click on the tile and rewatch the show whenever you want. There's our podcast, all 3 hours available to listen to whenever you want. There's our YouTube channel as a nice backstop as well, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Just had a very nice chat with Adam Devine in our green room. He's in the makeup chair, or at least it's a makeup chair for people like me. He's being groomed right now.
Oh, right. Oh, interesting.
Yeah. We call it grooming. I mean, whenever I'm on the road for, you know, somebody else's show and they offer that sort of stuff. And then the makeup artist turns to me and says, do you need hair as well? And I'm like, thank you for that. It's like being, when I'm asked by a makeup artist, if I put anything in my hair
product,
I get the same feeling like I'm being carded, you know, for alcohol at age 56. Thank you for that, but no, I'm good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At any rate, Adam Devine's here.
Excellent.
No way of saying that. What's up, TJ? What's going on in the corner over there? You're awfully quiet. What are you doing? What's happening?
Okay, honestly.
Yeah, honestly, what are you doing over there? What is happening?
So Chris and I were just talking about the Guillotine League, and I was just checking to see who might be available real quick.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, we're going to get to that in a second. Put a pin in that.
Yeah.
Because that Guillotine League that Vinny Pasquantino of the Kansas City Royals invited us into is part and parcel of the conversation we're about to have about the Las Vegas Raiders.
Raiders
went to New England, and according to Ian Rappaport, my colleague from the NFL Media Group, reported on Sunday that Pete Carroll, the night before, in talking to the team, broke a whiteboard.
Basically
said, we're gonna hit this team, we're going to break them, and then broke a whiteboard.
Okay. Cool.
Very good to know.
Cool.
So
I mean, it worked. They won,
and we're all wondering how they're going to follow up. And the Chargers treated them like a whiteboard.
Yeah.
And Geno Smith. I love the guy, man. He had his fourth career game with 0 passing touchdowns and 3 interceptions. So it was one of those rare bad nights for him. Okay. And it was his worst passer rating in a game since he was a Jet, which should say it all. The guy just, you know, the Chargers were just like, it's not going to be Brock Bowers tonight. Jacoby Myers, I got to be honest with you, he looks like a top-notch receiver. I know he wants to be paid like one, and the Charger, and the Raiders kind of said, yeah, no. He's really good. I like him. And Geno, he just didn't have much time. And then when you draft a running back as high as they drafted Ashton Jeanty, just ask Arthur Smith about being questioned about the running back's usage. Remember the usage questions about him way back when Bijan Robinson was Bijan for the first time?
Yeah.
Okay. And they had to spend a brief off-season period of being Bijan, and now he's Bijan again. Just ask Arthur Smith about that. And he would probably be like, are you kidding me? Like, the guy's a rookie, A. And B, you know, well, we got other running backs here, and we're working them in and whatever. And he'd be like, just take a look at the end of the year about the usage. There's a fantasy element in all this.
Sure is.
There really is. But Ashton Jeanty, you know, he is still being worked in. And sure enough, after last night's game, you know, Pete Carroll was talking about the 11 carries for 43 rush yards for Jeanty. And of the 43 rush yards, 15, I think, came on the first carry. 13 came on the first carry of the game.
Amazing first carry.
His first carry, he ran over people, and it's just like, this is what you need to beat the Chargers. You need to go run at them and run them over and tell them, you're not the only one who packed the lunch pail here in a 10 o'clock Eastern start on the Vegas Strip. And then the next running play, he wasn't there when Geno turned to hand it to him. So, you know, when Ashton Jeanty isn't out there on third down and Zamir White is, right? And then Ashton Jeanty, you could see on occasion, has some trouble pass protecting. So that's why White is out there on third down. And then when it's a two-minute drill, and you're basically like, who the hell is Dylan Lobey?
Yeah.
Who that is?
Yeah, it felt like you on the streets of New York City. No, hey, the white guy.
Hey,
what's he doing out there? Who's that?
You know what I mean? Like, what is that all about? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
You might have to tell that story here? One day, Rich. Well,
it's just a famous Stuart Scott story that I tell every now and then, hanging out with Stuart, where basically Stuart's the
the mayor of the
zenith of the sports talk world, and people are like, oh, and the white guy's with him. That happened to me on the streets of New York, so to give some perspective to your story.
Just so everybody knows.
So I was...
The Dylan Lobey.
I was the Dylan Lobey of sports talk. So, Pete, what's up with Ashton Jeanty not getting the carries? What's up?
Just getting started, you know. We're just getting started. He's breaking into the NFL. He's figuring it out. When he had 11 or something carries tonight. Is that what he had? 11, yeah. He'll get more. That'll come. We're going to have to run the football better than we did, more effectively. We got to get more yards. You know, we have 50 or 60 yards or something rushing. That's not enough. We got to get more than that. So, I'd like to see that just as well as you would. And but as far as pushing the issue with him, you know, trying to get him 25 carries or something like that, we're breaking him in. And so that'll come.
So this is not the first rodeo of somebody being drafted this high, and like, we're breaking him in.
Yeah.
And again, you just see some of the video of him pass protecting. That's how you get out there on third down. You know, Bijan is out there on third down. He can pass protect. If you remember a running back drafted this high who played for Dallas, Ezekiel Elliott, there was never any question that that guy could pass pro.
He was out there on third.
He was an all down back the minute he came from the Ohio State. He was pass proing and he was out there for all three downs. Sometimes you see Jeanty, he was whiffing and not staying with the play, and Geno's running for his life, and the guy that he didn't block the first time was coming around again. He could have gotten it. That's why he's not out there.
Yeah, he looked lost a few times.
And so because it doesn't make sense. We're like, we got to run better. Well, you got a guy who can actually run it better and can actually break tackles and can actually burst one for 60 yards when your quarterback is struggling to chunk play it down the field. You got a chunk play in cleats that's standing next to him.
Chunk playing.
So I understand why there's some
questions about it. Mm-hmm. Certainly since, you know, all I needed in my poker league was one touchdown from Ashton Jeanty, and I thought I might get one garbage time. And then there's the white guy.
Hey, the white guy. What's your name? All due respect, obviously.
You know,
what I mean?
Like, you know, what's up with this? Like, what's happening
what's
here?
What's up with that?
Yeah.
And so, you know, the Raiders are 1-1. They might get Marcus Mariota next week. Mm-hmm. And the Seattle Seahawks this week in Pittsburgh, just in the last 7 years, came up with their 20th win in the 1 o'clock Eastern window. And the guy who helped build that record is somebody who won in the 1 o'clock Eastern window in week one. Now, this is a short week going to Washington, which has the longest week of anybody, along with Green Bay, in week three. But Jaden Daniels may not be healthy. And if you're running the Condor, somebody who's a little gimpy, that should work out for you. I don't know what's going to happen in week three, but they might feed Ashton Jeanty a little bit more and certainly feed him in the film room saying, you need to pass pro. When I mentioned in the Overreaction Monday pod, season kickoff podcast, that he's going from Boise to men, like that's what I'm referring to. Okay. That's what I'm referring to.
Motown Field.
So we'll see. Now that we're on the subject of Ashton Jeanty and fantasy football.
Oh, goodness.
And I know we don't talk fantasy here. I know I pushed back at you yesterday. You just led the show with it, so that's why I said what I said.
I said
but
my
we have to
sometime.
Talk about this. We have to talk about this because, again, fantasy football, everybody gets bad beats. It's like talking about your poker game. Like, listen, I understand. You know, so you got sucked out on the river. Tell me more of a dog bites man story than that.
And the difference is not everybody understands poker right. terminology, okay. though.
It happens. Everyone's got fantasy football bad beats. It happens. But this is one in particular we just have to talk about because it involves three of us in the room. Mm-hmm. Me, you, TJ Jefferson, and Chris Brockman. It involves our friend Vinny Pasquantino of the Kansas City Royals, who invited us into a guillotine league,
yep.
which Matthew Berry came on the show a couple weeks ago and explained what it is. It's 18 teams in this league, because
yep.
1 week by 1 week of the 18-week NFL season, whichever team has the lowest points of the week gets axed, guillotine, falls right down, they're done, and every single one of their players gets thrown back
yep.
into the waiver wire pool, and everybody then has a pool of fantasy bucks to spend on these new players.
One yep. bad week will get you booted.
That's it. Oof. And so it was Chris Brockman's one bad week.
Oh, so bad.
You were so bad this week.
So bad.
How bad was he?
How bad was he?
Is that so you had 80.68 points.
6-6.
6-6 points, okay.
Yep.
And it was clear that you were going out.
Yep.
I'm texting you throughout the night, and you needed Nico Collins to get nothing, and he scored a touchdown on the first drive of the game. He needed Justin Herbert and Quentin Johnston to have nothing together, and they've connected on a 60-yard touchdown.
Like, yeah,
That wasn't going to happen.
And so he's now down to one other team needs to have one player poop the bed mm-hmm. for him to not get guillotined, and that team was owned by
Sarah Tiana.
Ah, the mother of
hey,
the child.
The love of my life. Cool. Man.
Who's sitting next to you?
Sitting next to me.
And
while watching the
got,
game.
And she's got
Ashton Jeanty.
Ashton Jeanty.
Needs about 7 and change.
And she needs 7 points from him. And she gets the 7 points.
She does.
And so Brockman's out.
I'm out.
Done.
Until Ashton Jeanty caught one last pass. One last pass from none other than Jordan Love. And I mean, from one last pass from none other than our guy, Geno Smith.
Yeah.
And guess what happens? It's a loss of 5 yards.
Oh, yeah. I have him in the league.
And now the guy's out of the game. The last time we saw Ashton Jeanty on the field, he catches a 5-yard pass behind the line of scrimmage from Geno Smith. And so now Sarah's lost 0.5 points, and she's now behind you for the guillotine.
Wow. I mean, I wonder what that was like
and
on that couch last
Dylan
night.
Dylan Lobey comes out on the field. Ashton Jeanty's gone for the night. And so Chris Brockman now has a situation at home.
Oh, yeah. What does he do? Because I saw one of the group chats. I don't want to put this out there, Rich, but Brockman may have offered someone to go to Vegas to maybe put something weird in Ash and Jenny's food to mess up his stomach.
So, you know. Christopher, what does one do at home when the love of your life and mother of your child is suddenly now on the guillotine and you've escaped it? How do you handle such a thing? Uh-oh. Is your microphone out? Oh, I got a power outage over there? All right.
Well, I can imagine knowing Sarah. If you know Sarah, Sarah is a tremendous sports fan, right?
Yes.
So I can imagine she probably took it pretty hard. But let's find this out.
Now that there's a microphone that's actually working over there, go for it.
So here's the thing. So the whole
Why
night.
Why don't you come around the other side, please? Could see a better angle of you if you don't mind. Okay.
So the whole night, I'm doing the whole, like, I'm going to be out. I can't believe I'm out. I'm texting Vinny because he was off yesterday. I'm like, I can't believe I'm out after 2 weeks. This is terrible. And so during the game, it's just like, Nico Collins scores a touchdown. Mm-hmm. And then Quentin Johnston and Justin Herbert hook up. So I'm definitely out.
But what do you do when she's now the one in the guillotine and you're not? How do we handle this situation?
And then Genty gets my minus yards, and then I'm just like apologizing profusely. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's how you handle
it. Should have been me. You didn't deserve it. My team's so bad. You have so many good players.
How did she take it?
Because she also has Jaden Daniels and Tet McMillan and DK Metcalf.
She did not deserve this.
She did not deserve it at all. And she was also, didn't get a lot of sleep last night because we had an issue with our new puppy. Mm-mm. And I'm just trying to like be that loving partner. And just
how did it work?
You know, I think it went over. Okay.
A nice high register, everybody.
I don't know, honestly. I don't know. We'll find out when I get home.
Where'd you sleep last night?
I slept, next to her, but like on the edge.
So do you do the respectful thing and not bid on her players?
Yeah, definitely not. I mean, I'm going after all of them. My team stinks.
Got to keep it in the family.
Jaden Daniels back in the pool.
Jaden
McMillan back
in.
DK Metcalf,
Ash and Jenty. She's got a lot of good players. Yeah, Ash and Jenty.
She didn't deserve it.
She did not deserve it.
You did.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Sarah.
But Sarah's loss is our gain?
The love and guillotine.
I guess.
Love and guillotines never really go together.
Love and guillotine, another good fantasy name.
It is very good. All right, let's take a break and see if we can put some ducks in a row here before Adam Devine comes on out here. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Don't you go anywhere. We're live on Disney Plus, ESPN, and ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
What is it that makes the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid an incredible SUV? Is it the spacious interior that's comfy for the whole crew? Or the capability to go off-road? Maybe it's up to 600-plus miles of range. Is it the driver behind the wheel? What if it's all of that and more? What is it then? The all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. So much more than just another SUV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. That's 562-314-4603. O'Reilly Auto Parts, and that jingle. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. They offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. I've been to O'Reilly Auto Parts over and over again, and I get exactly what I need. The parts and a friendly face. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts, they can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. Of course, the importance of being helpful and having a friendly service face look right at you and say, "We've got your back. We've got your car ready to go back on the road." It makes all the difference, doesn't it? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto. Do it yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today, or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
We are back here on the Rich Eisen Show here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. And joining us now here, courtesy of Prize Picks, is none other than Adam Devine back here on the program. Good to see you, sir.
All right. Yeah, thanks. Dude, good to be here.
You spent some time with Marshawn Lynch, it appears.
I did.
On this commercial that's on and on and on right now.
Yeah. Play the commercial. I love the commercial. It's super fun.
Yes.
But they play it so much. And I don't want people to get sick of me and Marshawn because I want to do 100 commercials. I only want to do commercials with Marshawn. That's a career from now on. It was so fun.
I get it, because there are some commercials that when played over and over and over by week two, week three of the NFL season, we're like, are we going to get a different version of this? But this spot is pretty damn funny.
We have a few versions. Okay. I think you're going to see a few of them.
When did you shoot this with Marshawn? Over the summer?
A few months ago.
Okay.
And man, he's just the man. He's so natural as an actor.
Yes.
He's just like throwing his lines away. And I'm like, look at you go, knowing not to do too much eyebrow work. Meanwhile, I'm like, selling it. Meanwhile, Marshawn's all cool. He's just naturally cool.
Really tee it up with him, or that's just a shot?
Just a shot. Okay. Yeah.
Playing golf with Marshawn Lynch would be great. I would sign up for that.
There'd be a lot of holes in the ground coming from both of us, I believe. Too much power.
Plus golf normally doesn't work, but I get it. He's just one of the most popular NFL players of the last 20 years. There's no question about that.
Yeah. Marshawn. Well, he's just a fun guy. And then you get to know him and he's like a pretty chill, nice guy too. Yeah. Yes. Like he has such a tough guy exterior, but then you actually hang out with him and you're like, my dog, me and you. If we could do 1,000 more of these commercials, I would be happy to do it.
Excellent. Well, TJ, you just saw him in Vegas where he was shooting the Bud Crawford Canelo Alvarez fight, because he's a photographer now. And I saw him in Brazil because he was shooting the Chiefs and Chargers game in Sao Paulo, Brazil, with the photographer's vest on. Like,
the man can do it all.
He can do it all.
He could do it all.
He's literally all over the map right now.
And then when you were gone, O'Shea Jackson Jr. was hosting, and Marshawn hung out with us for an hour.
Yeah, in studio.
Just sitting in that chair right there.
I feel like everyone that I know in my life has met Marshawn within the last 6 months. I bet I'm going to get a call from my dad being like, you're never going to guess who I'm hanging out with. Marshawn?
How do you know? He's over there right now. Yeah. But the whole thing is, you said when he was here, right, with O'Shea, that he made some sort of noise about that I wasn't happy with him.
He thought that you had been talking a little bit of smack. Oh. I don't know if it was about the Super Bowl or something.
What?
I actually think that he confused you with me.
Oh. I get that.
Okay. Yeah,
similar hairstyles.
That's a problem.
You know, just because being a Pats fan, everyone always assumes that, they just should have gave it to Marshawn. He would have scored. And I'm always like, but do we know he would have scored?
Okay.
Because Dante Hightower did tackle him on the play before.
Well, obviously, I'm not saying that.
Right, I say that.
And the top 10 NFL plays that I did on the Return Sports Center, I had his beast mode on there and also the Malcolm Butler play that wouldn't have happened if they had given him the football. So I can't imagine he had to have a problem with me. Nor would I.
You don't want a problem with him. That's what we're here to say. We don't want a problem. We love you. Beast mode. He has his own like deodorant. He has like a Dove men's care. I did his podcast and it's just covered with like deodorants and body wash. I'm like, why is there so much body wash in this studio? And it's like beast mode body wash. Like, and then it says clean to the bone.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know if I love that slogan, but
the word that leaps to mind with Marshawn very rarely is moisturized. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't think that's the.
Yeah, but now you will. Now, clean to the bone.
So he's got, you said body wash. You have, I believe you have cologne now, correct?
I do, yeah. Yeah. Well, when you look at me, you're like, what's that boy smell like?
What do I have here? I have Divinity.
Divinity. Yes.
That's the cologne that I have here.
Yeah, it was.
It looks like Divinity, but it's Divinity.
It
right
does.
Here.
It's very confusing.
Yes.
Because it reads exactly like Divinity, mm-hmm. but then it's pronounced Divinity. Play on my last name. Yeah, we clever.
And this is part of the commercial, the Prize Picks commercial.
Yes. In the commercial, I started a. They're like, oh, well, this is a bad endorsement deal. And then it looks like we look up to a billboard and it's me with this flowing wig selling this cologne. And then there I am, pure sex appeal.
A fragrance
of
life.
And then I posted a video of me selling this cologne without an explanation. The internet was a buzz. They loved it.
Is that right?
They were like,
oh, look at this. Look at this in New York City.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, do I sell a cologne? LA. That's kind of fun.
That's downtown LA. I know where that is. That's right across from Crypto.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So people will be strolling out watching the Lakers and the Kings, and they'll be like, oh.
And they're like, I always wondered what he smelled like. But now we know.
I am told there's, here we go, right there, that in this box, that there really is. They truly did make
it's a
cologne.
It's a little sample size.
Hold on a second. Look.
And I dare you to hose that all over yourself because
look at that.
They gave me the most putrid smelling cologne.
Well,
it's poison.
Hold on a minute. They have, in fact, given
there's a lot of stickers.
You spray it on this, and that's how you smell it, or something like that. Or I don't know.
If I were you. I would just hose myself down with it.
Here it is.
Everyone should have a scent.
By the way, there's an actual bottle of Divinity here.
Yeah.
Is it light and grace? Is it light and graceful? Is that what really what it is?
Yeah. If you want to hose yourself down with it, feel free. Do not put it
hose.
Do not put it anywhere near me.
Hold on a minute. Let me put my glasses on so I don't spray it in my face. Let me find. Okay, there it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a little. I'm not doing it on my body.
Why not do a little wrist?
No, I'm doing
it
on my
body. Just do a little dab.
Yeah, that's what they do in the store.
Yeah. Just do a little dab.
Just dab onto the misses. You know what I mean?
I'm not dabbing anything. Hold on a minute. There we go. Okay, I just sprayed it on.
Then you wave it around.
Just one spray.
Yeah. No, wave it around. Oh, my God. I can smell it all the way from here.
Yeah, they did me a disservice.
Did this take off car paint?
Yeah, I was like,
what the hell?
I mean,
smells like pure gasoline.
I thought maybe they would give me something good, something delicious, something that people would actually like, and they went with rat poison. So,
I'm actually reading from inside here. Oh boy. Not great. Glowing black currant, sweet fenugreek, a subtle patchouli veil, as sensual as it is timeless. It's a second skin of sureness that will leave you feeling truly divine.
Mm-hmm.
This is our signature expression, fluid, intimate, quietly unforgettable.
A lot of people say I look like Channing Tatum with the long hair.
That's not bad.
A lot of people said that. Three people.
By the way, the team of Prize Picks here in this
this
organization.
Yeah, they
hit a home run. Well, they're all in on it.
Yeah.
Because now I'm going to freak you out because this freaked me out because this was sitting on my desk when I walked into the studio for the first time today. Oh my God! Of course it fell. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Stand by.
Okay, now you got to carry the load.
It's all good.
Fill the time.
I like it.
Oh no!
Oh my God!
Oh, there he is. Oh, we have the wig.
Yes.
This is the wig.
This is the wig.
Okay.
Apparently, that you wore.
Do we want me to put it on for the rest of the interview?
Yeah. I mean, it's up to you. Because
you
here you go.
Almost hosed yourself down with the cologne. So
there we go.
Head down.
Oh, this is tremendous.
This is freaking me out too. By the way,
yeah, that's a little weird.
It's very T2 right here. Let's take, ladies and gentlemen. The man who's selling you Divinity.
Oh, look at that. I'm buying a bottle.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
You have to get in here. Now we need a fan to blow pure sex appeal. I just look like a stroke victim, poor guy.
Look out.
Okay.
I don't know if this is going to work.
Yeah, this is.
All right, hold on a minute.
So close.
There we go.
Let me give this a
whirl. I mean, very smooth, very silky hair.
All right, hold on a minute. I'll try it.
All right. It might go on a little cleaner on your head.
Why would that be, Adam?
Because you're bald.
I try to set you up for subtlety.
That's not my thing. Did you know that? I'll hit you over the head with it.
All right, here we go. Oh, my God. My kids are going to be so embarrassed.
There it is. Yes. There it is, everybody.
You're right. It did go on nicely.
Yeah, it does. And it's real silky, too. It makes you... you would look good. All I'm saying, if you decided to go with a wig or a toupee, yeah. I feel like this is the look for
is
you.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Should I leave this on for the rest of our conversation?
I would love that.
Not really.
I would love that.
Okay. Well, at any rate, how you been?
Good, man. Good. I got a child now.
You do?
Yeah. 19 months today. Amazing. We were just talking. You got to, when he's under 2 years, yep. You got to go month by month. It's important.
Yeah, I know. At what point do we stop with the months, right?
2 years.
2 years?
2 years, so I think.
There's no 26 months? It's two. Okay.
Not in my household.
Is this a boy or a girl? What do we have?
He's a boy. Little Bo.
A masculine child.
Bo Jackson. Almost Bo Jackson, Divine.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Is it spelled B-O or?
B-E-A-U.
Okay, very good. You know, like Bridges?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Okay. And I was like, Bo, let's name Bo Jackson. My wife was like, wow, that actually has a nice flow to it. Bo Jackson Divine. I'm like, it sure does. And then about 2 weeks before she gave birth, she came into the room. She was like, you asshole. I'm like, what? What did I do? And she says, Bo Jackson is a famous athlete. And I'm like, I know. Yeah, that's why. And she
just thought that
she just thought it had a nice flow to it. She had no clue who Bo Jackson was. I'm like,
clued her in on Bo Jackson.
She figured it out. She must have looked it up or something. And she was like, yeah, he's an athlete. I'm like, yeah, he's one of the greatest athletes of all time.
Right.
And I have giant thighs, but I never put them to good use. So these genetics have to be put to good use.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And so it's Bo.
Now he's just Bo Patrick, which is my middle name. So he's not going to be an athlete. He's destined to be a comedian and a Prize Picks ambassador.
It's not a bad gig.
Yeah, two big, career choices.
BPD. Okay.
BPD.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like he's selling like petroleum or something. Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. Bo Jack, you almost got that. So
could you believe if I got that one through? So man, that would have been legendary.
Well, we have two boys and a girl,
mm-hmm.
And the first two coming out masculine children, my wife wanted a girl in the worst way.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, if we try for the girl and we get the girl, you know, you can name the girl, as if there was any other incentive I needed other than this would make me happy for
yeah.
my wife. I'm
yeah.
like, I'm all in. Fine. Uh-huh. That sounds good. Whatever. Then, yeah. No worries. So then we try for the girl. We find out it is, in fact, a girl. And my naming rights got demoted immediately to the yep. middle name.
To
so
middle
I
name.
Totally understand this. Hey, I'm all in on the name thing, mm-hmm. except not so much just before. But I did have the middle name naming rights, and her middle name is Mattingly off of my favorite baseball player.
Wow. Don.
That's the one.
The best.
That's the one.
Classic.
Donald Arthur Mattingly, one of the greatest human wow. beings to walk the planet.
Really?
Well, I mean,
according to you.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. What do I know? I'm just a bald man yeah. looking to wear a wig. But, you know, so I get it.
Yeah.
I understand. But
it was quite the almost honor to name my son that.
Almost got it.
We'll see. If I have a daughter, she will be Mark McGuire Divine.
Look out for that.
Yeah.
Who is your favorite team? What favorite teams do you have? Do you have any favorite teams?
For baseball?
Or just for anything. What do you got?
I feel for baseball, it was the Cubs growing up. Mm-hmm. And now I've lived in LA for so long, it's the Dodgers.
You got it.
For basketball, Team Clippers all the way.
You are, huh?
I am. I got season tickets yes. during the Lob City days.
Yes.
And I was like, I'm in. I'm fully in.
Yes.
And, you know, you buy, before that, I would buy like the $7 tickets in 300 right. section.
Yes.
And there was no one there. So they're like, you can come on down. It's cool. Just come on down.
Any seat you like.
Yeah. Any. You want right, courtside? Sure. It's fine. You have $3 more because that's what they cost. Now they cost much more than that. But so yeah, Clippers all the way.
Okay.
And then football, I never really had an NFL team. And then my family, they all live in the Kansas City area for the past, 15 years or so. So I've been a Chiefs fan and it's been pretty damn good.
Yeah. You joined at the right time.
I sure did. I hopped on the bus. Yeah.
Your timing is impeccable. So with the Clippers, are you the one who's also funneling some dollars to Kawhi?
If I had the money, I have to do more Prize Picks commercials to afford Kawhi after hearing how much that guy is getting paid on the side.
Yeah. And you actually have to show up and do something yeah. for Prize Picks.
Yeah. I worked wow. more than Kawhi did all last season.
Come on now.
No, he actually played. Okay, let's be fair. He played a lot last season. Okay. The season before that, not so much.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the Lob City days are back, right? Chris Paul's back, man.
Wait, he has no one to lob here. To. Who's he lobbing to?
I don't know.
Zubac, I guess.
Yeah.
Derek
it's
Jones.
Not the same. DeAndre was. Jones. I mean, Paul to DeAndre in their primes, that was electric.
Did you want to sometimes come out of the seat and shoot a free throw for him?
I did. On multiple occasions, the ball would bounce to me, and I was always too scared to shoot. I would stand up and act like I'm going to, and a ref is like, what are you doing? And I'm like, all right, there you go. It happened two times.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Every time it
would bounce, and I'd get it, and I'm like, ah! And the referee's like, come on, man. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. I'm so sorry. Fantastic. Do not kick me out of these seats. I enjoy these seats so much.
The largest daily fantasy sports operator in North America, Prize Picks. You and your buddy Marshawn Lynch, man.
I love it. I love Prize Picks. Part of my deal was like they gave me some Prize Picks money, fun money. And I'm really bad at the football because I think I just don't know enough about football. I'm dumb. But basketball, the basketball season's coming up, and I'm excited. I did pretty well last season, and this season I'm going to.
You're going to go kill it.
Yeah, move over David Ellison or some other rich guy. I can't the top of mind.
Well, see Ballmer.
Yeah, Ballmer. Yeah, that's move right. over Ballmer.
Yeah, does Prize Picks have that set the line of no show jobs for Kawhi at 0.5?
Yeah, they didn't. I don't think they set that. Yeah. By the way,
I shouldn't do this.
No, I know, but you awesome. Are rich.
I know.
you are doing this. And I think every NBA team does this. That's why I think we're uncovering this and every, Mark Cuban came out and he's like, I'm from Team Ballmer. I think Ballmer did a good job because he did it. And every other team does some version of it. I just know it. I know it. So, hey,
when it comes
play. What are we doing?
When it comes down to it, though, I mean, Intuit Dome is fun. It's a pretty neat spot.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
It's like you walk into a video game. It's truly unreal.
It is true like that. Yeah. You do feel like you're in some sort of virtual expanse, and it really is.
Absolutely.
But it's the home of the Clippers. It's not the home of someone else. It's an actual home of the Clippers.
It's the home of the Clippers.
It is.
Yeah. And now we just have to win something.
I think you can.
I believe.
I think you got the right coach, too. I like everything that's going on.
Yeah, me
there.
Too.
PrizePicks.com to play. Fans can download the PrizePicks app from iOS. Or Android, or go to prizepicks.com, and of course to see your commercial everywhere on a television set near you.
That's right. Enjoy it.
What's the one thing you get more than anything else when you're walking around? You're like, okay, I liked you in this. What's the this that you get more than anything else?
This is probably Pitch Perfect.
It is.
Yeah, there's a lot of that's just a movie that I think raised some kids. Yeah. It was played so much in people's households that the dad is like, hey, man, you ruined my life. I saw that movie so many times. And then the kids are like, oh, my God. Right. So, probably Pitch Perfect.
Yeah, but don't the dads eventually come up to you when maybe no one else is around and say, that movie is so much fun.
And then they start to sing
exactly
quietly in my ear. Please don't stop the music. It's a fun movie. Awesome. Yeah, they're fun movies for sure.
And the Green Bay Packers show up in the second one.
That's right.
You know,
I guess they played the soundtrack while they were working out. They liked to work out to my sweet melodies.
That's it, man.
Yeah,
they would definitely love to, you know, hang with you.
It was fun. It was a fun week or so that they were there.
I just love that. So out of everything, like Workaholics, all of it, you're getting Pitch Perfect more than anything else.
Pitch Perfect, and obviously Righteous Gemstones. That's the newest thing, so people love that. But Workaholic fans are pretty diehard. But Pitch Perfect, I think, still is taking the cake.
Before I let you go, do you got a great Danny McBride story? You got something for me on that front?
No. I think people think like, oh my God, I bet set was like so many practical jokes. No practical jokes. It was like we were there to crush the scenes.
Yes.
And we did. It was like very professionally set, but also super fun. And also maybe one of the most fun guys to go drinking with. So
that's the story I'm looking for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did go to this bar once.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I did go to this bar once and it's on this little island that they live on, and there's one bar.
Yes.
That's like like a third of this room. It's pretty tiny.
Okay.
And I go in and I'm there to meet McBride, mm-hmm. and Stephen Colbert is in the corner because he lives there too. Mm-hmm. And Bill Murray is also there.
Oh my gosh.
And some kid just comes up and grabs me and he goes, "What's going on, man?" like it was like legendary that all these people were in the same room. And I go, "I have no idea, man. I'm just lucky to be here." That's just right. Like you. But it's, you know, we shot in Charleston. It's my favorite place in the country. Charleston, South Carolina. It's beautiful. People are so nice. Big drinking and eating culture. And I enjoy both of those things. So brother, I had a blast.
Great to see you. Anytime you want to come in here, you don't have to bring your cologne, which, by the way, is all over my hands right now.
It's
going to be.
When I do put out Divinity, mm-hmm. actually, it's going to smell so good.
Okay.
And you're going to want to bathe in it, Rich.
I got you. At this point in time, I just know if my car needs oil on the way home, it's all good. Just got to go like this at the hood of the car. We're good. Damn, man. At any rate, congrats on everything going on with you, man.
Thank you.
Bo, not Jackson.
Not Jackson.
Okay.
Divine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Check out prizepicks.com for more. And of course, I can't wait for the other versions of the commercial to see what else you got cooked up.
They're there. They're coming.
Very good. They're coming. Adam Devine here on the Rich Eisen Show. We wrap up this show with phone calls and the bald men return when we come back.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This episode is brought to you by eBay. We all have that piece. The one that's so you've basically become known for it. And if you don't yet, fashionistas, you'll find it on eBay. That Miu Miu red leather bomber, the Cousteau Barcelona cowboy top, or that Patagonia fleece in the 2017 colorway. All these finds are all on eBay, along with millions of more main character pieces backed by authenticity guarantee. eBay is the place for pre-loved and vintage fashion. eBay, things people love.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Fun stuff. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Let's sneak in one more phone call here. Nick in Los Angeles, right here in Los Angeles, California. That's line one, Mikey. What's going on, Nicholas?
Hello.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
That was very alluring way for...
Just an 866 number.
I'll be honest with you, Nick. I'm interested in what you have to say and fast because I'm creeped out. Not going to lie.
So I'm a giant. First of all, I just want to say you're a legend. I grew up on you, man. Like, you're the best.
Thank you, sir.
For what you do.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Nick.
So, big Giants fan over here. Does Daboll last the season? I mean, he's bad. He's a bad
dude. Russ
bad
just threw for 450.
Hide the schemes, like
Nick.
Does this guy deserve to be coaching for like a
Nick,
season next
go
year?
Big
What's
blue.
The deal?
Nick, Russ just threw for 450. Come on, man. They just threw for 450. Let's see what happens here. And yeah, I mean, he was there when Jalen Hurts was the backup to Tua in Alabama. He was the one who shepherded Josh Allen along. You could do a hell of a lot worse. I know it sucks that the Giants are 0-2 again. And just, I do like him. I really do. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens Sunday night. Nick, you call me back next week. All right. Let's do that.
Okay, I trust you.
Thanks for saying what you said.
That's the Ratty Boys Fantasy League of Los Angeles.
There we go, everybody.
Ratty Boys in Los Angeles.
I don't know if he's listening on ESPN 710 here locally.
Here we go.
I mean,
big blue.
I just threw for 450.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, but they lost.
I understand. It's a results-oriented business. I understand. J.J. McCarthy, we saw him finish, the Falcons were saying, "Oh, Monday Night Football, yeah, we're not the Bears. We're not going to let you off the mat with three touchdowns in the fourth quarter." As a matter of fact, they knocked him out of, we thought, next week's game. It's 2 to 4 weeks, apparently, his ankle injury, which is leading a lot of people to say, is it Really, 2 to 4 weeks? Is it, or it's just like we saw the way 7 of the 8 quarters looked? He's not ready yet. You know,
the phrase I heard: soft benching.
Soft benching.
Soft bench.
Yeah.
What, the Heroes said that? Is that who?
Yeah,
it?
The Heroes. Okay. Shout out Zuzzer and Mark.
Okay. So, is there anything to that? Listen, his center went out, Ryan Kelly, in the middle of week two, and he's on his third left tackle. Maybe, just maybe part of this is like, okay, Carson Wentz is better equipped with his significant gameplay in the NFL to deal with such a thing with Trey Hendrickson coming to town. And then a trip to Ireland and London. It's a shame that J.J. McCarthy's missing that. And I don't think they're sitting him down because he's not ready. I think they just need to, they got to play him. He's got to get the experience at some point.
Reps got to come.
It's got to come.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to get him not playing. What a bummer that the kid's hurt again. But that offensive line is not healthy right now.
Could be a blessing in disguise, really.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. Takes a little break again. He took a break all last year. That's not the idea.
Yeah, but like you said, the line isn't doing them any favors, and he's hurt a little bit. So.
I mean, to lose your center, and it's just like, okay, kid, Jeff Ulbrich, the defensive coordinator, and Raheem Morris is going to dial up all sorts of evil with a backup center and a third string left tackle.
Yeah.
And one of your running backs, and Aaron Jones, is out. Good luck. And maybe he's just needs more seasoning. I don't know. And then there's a ram in a walking boot.
I saw this.
His name is Sean McVay.
What?
Yes. McVay said this, I believe, on his show, the Coach McVay show. Hit it.
Let's start with an update on your foot, Coach. How you feeling?
Foot's good. You know, I did tear my plantar fascia, so.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing, because now I guess it allows you to heal a little bit faster. But, you know, I was being dramatic, limping around towards the end of the game. But, you know, the MRI confirmed I did that. But good news is I'm not playing, so I'm just on the sidelines watching. So if I have a little cool limp to add some swag, then you'll know why.
Yeah, I mean.
It's a baseball.
By the way, that's helpful for his get back, Coach. He'll be easier to get back. Maybe he'll just stay put.
You know what I mean? Because his get back coach is active. Because he's not very active.
I've seen it. So yeah. Maybe it'll be helpful for his get back coach. He's going to have to get his steps in otherwise. Against the Eagles. What a game.
What a
coming
game.
Up. And by the way, Stafford looks healthy. There was one play where he ducked underneath a sack. Like ducked, but not like bent over at his nips, at his hips. He squatted to avoid the rush. And my back was thrown out on the couch watching it.
So is he fine the whole time?
No,
like,
no. I just think right now he's just balling out. And the Rams are 2-0. And that game against the Eagles is it.
Oof.
But I guess he needs to talk to you about what he's got to roll the baseball over the foot.
Rich, Dr. Deltufo has told you.
I got one right here.
You roll the baseball.
Yeah.
Brockman does it every day.
I do it every day on the
desk. Okay, yeah. Yep. You and Dr. Eletrosh are going to get everybody back for the Rams.
I've met him on the field. He's a good guy.
And Dr. Jones.
Vinny Bumbots over there.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to The Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.